Alexandria Whittier-Sharon, Empress Royalty, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Really? Great to see you. You were here last year, and so was I. What's the different vibe between this year and last year that you're feeling?
We're just getting started the conference now, but there's a lot more, I think, positive energy. It's buzzing. It's so great to be back and seeing so many shareholders who are just even more excited this year.
Yeah.
So it's...
I want to talk about that, your shareholders, because you guys have had quite the run really in the last 12 months, and it's a regret of mine that I wasn't an investor. So I want to talk about your run here, but talk a little bit more about the vibe and the energy. Are you seeing more money, both institutional as well as retail, coming into this sector right now?
Definitely more on the institutional side starting to come through. I think we're attracting as a sector people who haven't traditionally invested in gold and silver are starting to come in, and some of the investor conversations I've been having definitely obviously helps with prices and the uncertainty in the world right now. So I think we're seeing a bit more money coming in. I don't think enough. I think we're still very undercapitalized in our industry, and you know, that's part of what we do is providing that capital for companies.
So let's talk about you guys. Empress Royalty has had quite the run in the last 12 months. What do you attribute that why are you guys doing so well?
Well, you know, we started this company about 5 years ago, and we had a concept. We're proving that concept out. Our financials came out in December. We had $8 million US in revenue. We're cash flow positive. You know, we're accumulating cash in treasury and gold and silver now. So it was very much a concept when we launched. And we've now got, you know, four sources of stable revenue coming in. And that's been really critical. And I think we're starting to see that valuation come into the share price. We're still very undervalued, but coming in.
Tell me about that. You have four sources of revenue coming in. And actually, let's take a little step back further. You're a royalty or really a streaming company. For people that don't know what that is, tell us about that and what makes you different. And let's talk about your four streams of revenue that you have coming in.
So a royalty is where we invest in a company and we get a percentage of revenue from that production. A stream is where we invest in a company, but we're taking a percentage of gold or silver at a deeply discounted price. We pay 20% of spot, so it's an 80% discount. There's slightly different structures and agreements. You know, a royalty agreement is roughly 30 pages, a streaming agreement is, you know, a couple hundred. And there's different levers that you can play with a streaming agreement. We like the streaming agreement. It works, I think, better for the investments that we're making, again, taking asset security over the assets. And, you know, what kind of even taking a step further back, like how we're different, you know, there's lots of different types of royalty and streaming companies. There's the expert prospect generators, early stage, who knows if it'll turn into a mine, if it does, long lead time to revenue generation. Then there's a bunch of groups buying existing third-party royalties. So you can't negotiate the terms, they're already set, and you're not putting money directly into the company, and typically they go for a premium. We're on the creation side, so we're directly investing into mining companies, having that direct relationship. We get monthly reporting, we're able to work with the company to make sure that the streaming finance works for them so they can be successful, because we need them to be successful for us to be successful. Mm-hmm. And we're able to target our investment dollars either in late stage development projects that are very close to production, or ones that are already in production and need that expansion capital. So that's what brings the revenue so quickly into Empress, because we're going at that end of the market for the investments.
So looking at the Lassonde curve, you're right here,
yep.
Correct? So that's really, talking to all my viewers and listeners, Empress Royalty is really on the end of the Lassonde curve, which is very typically, correct me if I'm wrong, very low risk, where it's higher risk, higher reward, if you would, on this end, they're very low risk. Not as high as reward, but at $3,000 gold, it's very high reward. You're pretty money, right?
It's been amazing, yeah, especially the commodity prices are. But yeah, we're definitely de-risked at that sense. So the permits are in place, the operational plans are there. So a lot of that's been done, or has been done when we get involved.
Tell me about the sources of revenue that are coming in. You are in some places that people are typically not invested in, as well as you have a portfolio where people are. So you have a diverse portfolio, but tell me about the places that are not as risky, Mexico and the US, and tell me about the places that are a little more risky and how you're being compensated for your risk.
So part of the, you know, we're currently in Peru, Mexico, Mozambique, South Africa. We've just announced we're doing one right now in the US. We're going to countries that we've operated before, and you know, part of the core team of Empress and our investment managers, Endeavor Financial, have been around for 30 years. you know, we have operated in these countries. We know how to structure the deals, how to make sure the legal framework's right, how to get money in and out of the country. So we're able to get great returns, in, you know, for example, in Mozambique. The part of South Africa we're in is a great mining jurisdiction. It's got consistent power. Those are all the things we look at when we look at investments. You know, we're in Mexico, we're in Durango. In Peru, we've invested in, you know, we did that about 3 years ago during a pretty unstable election that was going on. But the group we are invested in, they're Peruvians. You know, they're the team's Peruvians. It's not like they're foreigners coming in. They were able to operate consistently throughout all of that and have operated consistently since we've invested in them. So it really is about the people we're investing in and the parts of the countries that we're investing in.
Okay, so talk to me about your growth strategy here right now, because it's great you have these assets they're producing. If I'm an investor now, I want to see a growth picture, and then we'll talk about share structure. But
okay.
Talk to me about, yeah, what's the plan for growth?
So we did $8 million in revenue, as I said, last year. We're expecting to double that this year, just based upon the four initial investments we've made.
Okay, so, let me interrupt you. Yeah. So you have a market cap of, correct me if I'm wrong, about $50 million right now.
US, yeah.
Okay, so by the end of the year or in 12 months, you're looking to double that market cap, is that correct?
The revenue, we're
the
looking
revenue.
To double our revenue.
Okay,
so
your market cap should be correlated, knocking on wood.
Yeah,
okay.
If logic applies,
wow, that's great. I'm looking at this to all my viewers and listeners. I'm looking at this as a potential investor. I am not an investor as of the dropping of this video in Empress Royalty, but that more than likely will be changing. So you're looking to double
just
revenue.
Yeah, and that's
just those four assets.
Just with the four we've already got. And that is because two of them are dramatically ramping up production, and so that'll bring in even more in. Then we want to bring in new deals. We've just announced the one in the US, so we'll bring in further revenue from new investments, which, by the way, we're self-funding the next deal we're doing. And then, you know, we've got, you know, the rise of the growth plans with bringing new deals in, and then the rise of gold and silver, because we're directly correlated with gold and silver.
Right.
So that's also the increase for growth.
Alexandra, I'm very interested. I'm putting on my investor hat here. What is the plan then? Can you tell me over the next 12 months, 18 months, are you bringing more assets in, or can you comment on that?
Absolutely. My intention is to bring more assets in. It is not, we're not buying existing simple ones. It is a complex process we go
sure.
through. And I have rejected a lot of deals. We have got, you know, signed term sheets done. We get a technical DD. If we don't like something, we won't invest. And so we've rejected one for ESG concerns that we had, how they operate in the communities we were there. So they have to be the right deals
sure.
for us to do. So we are patient in deploying our capital, but we're, I believe, putting into the right deals. So hopefully we'll have more deals in. This one we've just announced, we've got the binding term sheet. We've done our technical due diligence on it. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of finalizing the final pieces, and that should be soon. And then we want to bring some more in.
Are you only gold and silver, or do you look at other commodities?
We are pure gold and silver, 100%. We will not be doing other commodities. About 30% of our revenue is coming from silver right now, and then about the rest is in gold. I always want to keep that kind of balance, but I'm seeing a lot of gold opportunities right now. So we'll see what makes sense, but we definitely want to keep a balance between the two.
Okay, let's talk about the cash you have in the bank that you can comment on. How much money do you have right now? You can keep on doing deals, correct? I mean, how are you going to finance new deals?
Yeah.
And then also talk to me about how many shares do you have out there fully diluted? Where are the options and warrants written at? What strike price?
Okay, so going to the first part of that question, talking about the cash on hand. So we're accumulating cash now. Our G&A is about $2.5 million US, and we don't need to get any bigger than that. So our G&A is fine.
Why don't you need to get any bigger
than that? It's the business model of streaming and royalty. You don't need a lot of people to run these companies. We're not operators. We're not, you know, we don't have all those costs that come with it. We're able to operate a very lean team. Also with our partnership with Endeavor Financial, I've got access to all their cash flow models, financial analysts, mining engineers, geologists, not only source deals, but be able to quickly vet them and be able to execute on them. So we've got amazing support from our shareholders in that sense. Going back to cash on hand, we're accumulating cash now. We'll be self-funding this, hopefully this next deal in the next couple of weeks. That's for $3 million US, and we'll still have cash left over after that. If we do a larger deal soon, or we've got a debt facility. Well, no, we don't need to. We've got a debt facility from Nabari. We've got $20 million available to us.
Good answer.
Yeah, we haven't done a private placement in over 3 years, and that was specifically to bring Rick Rule in.
So you're protecting me as an investor.
We're all large shareholders in this company. Management and board are on 25%. We're very conscious of dilution. We want to be able to grow this company, and we set our deals up to bring that cash flow in. And it's so rewarding to be able to self-fund our first deal.
Good answer. I'm thinking.
That scares me.
Okay, so take me now through the end of the year here. What's the plan for the next 6 months? Take me through, and why should I put my money with you for the next 6 months?
We are significantly undervalued compared to our peers. When you look at the price to cash flow ratio for 2025, we're trading at such a huge discount, and we're showing how much revenue we're bringing in. So there should be a potential for a big re-rate.
What would be fair market value then, would you say, or can you say that?
I can't say that.
You can't say that. Okay.
Unfortunately not.
How can people, investors that are interested in the royalty business, the gold and silver, getting exposure to gold and silver, how do they find you? What's your website, and what exchanges are you traded on? What's your ticker symbols?
We're on the TSXV and the symbol EMPR. We're on the OTCQX and the symbol EMPYF. Our website is empressroyalty.com. We're on all the social media channels. We've got a great YouTube channel where we repost a lot of the videos there. You know, we just recently did an interview with Rick Rule, who's a shareholder. We're here at the Boca Conference, one of our large shareholders. So yeah, there's lots of videos out there. And I'm also available anytime to jump on a call. I do travel by the mine sites in these conferences, but myself and Michelle, if you get the email, is info@EmpressRoyalty. We could pick it up, and we're happy to walk through it. Especially as people learn about our company, the financials are all there. Read them, have a look. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Really good to see you. I'll put everything that you said in the show notes, both on the YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Alexandra,
perfect.
Thank you so much. Really good meeting you, and I'm very interested in becoming a shareholder.
Thank you very much. It was a great talk. Thank you.
You're very welcome.